Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting second. The DH, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting 8th. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Echebarren drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Garcia out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Money reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Scott scores. Money moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson has Money trapped. There's the throw to Echebarren and back to Robinson, who tags Money for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. May reaches second base with a double. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey throws the ball into Baker, who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Coggins moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive towards the mound. Champion catches it and throws to first to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Money reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Money moves to third. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Wayne Garland now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Mitchell steals third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0 for 1 in the game. Heise takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Grich moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to third for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron fires to third and picks off Porter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 0-for-2 in the game. Etchie Barron takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Etchie Barron moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Etchie Barron scores. Baker moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Chris Short now pitching. Paul Blair pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Echeverry and he is safe. Garcia steals third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Garcia scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Brewers. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Eli Rodriguez. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. May reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Bob Reynolds now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott is walked intentionally. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard scores. May moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Echeverry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Frank Baker. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is now playing shortstop. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis bunts towards the mound. Short fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Ed Sprague now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Sergio Robles now catching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund strikes out. 1 out. Doug DeCinca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinca hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa misplays the ball. That's an error on Heisa. Blair moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 6, Orioles, 6. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell is walked intentionally. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a line drive towards short. Heisa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 6. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to second. 1 out. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund is walked intentionally. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Rettenmund moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.